It is Friday. It's a holiday weekend. Hope you get a chance to spend some time with people you love. A lot of people in the car on the way to the cabin. The start of up north season is here. I always tell people, if you don't have a cabin, think about going south. Very underrated parts of Minnesota as you get down to like the Cannon River, Red Wing. I love that part of the state. So take advantage of it. It is that time of year, and it is this time of the show when we do the D Rush Hour news headline.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the D Rush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And our lead story is the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are back. Back in town, back on home court, and my goodness, it couldn't come soon enough after a tough start. You know, when you run into the number one team in basketball, that's how it goes sometimes on their own court. But we're ready for our team to come back to the Twin Cities. It's going to be a lot of fun here in downtown Minneapolis on Saturday and on Monday. Mike Grawl, the Timberwolves and Lynx Chief Marketing Officer, is with us. It's a busy time for you, Mike, because the Lynx in action tonight, the Timberwolves tomorrow night, and here we go.
Yeah, Jason, it's great to be with you, and it's a great time here for a lot of reasons, basketball being one of them for sure, like you mentioned. Lynx in town tonight. We've got 3 games in 4 days, and we're excited for all of them.
Tell us, for fans that are going to be taking part, that are lucky enough to have tickets, well, first of all, are there still any tickets available if people want to try to get in the house for game 3 or game 4?
Yeah, tickets are never truly sold out, Jason, because fans do have the ability to resell their tickets. So we encourage fans to purchase, though, to get verified tickets through Timberwolves.com/tickets. That's the official marketplace for Timberwolves tickets. Never truly sold out. It will be a capacity crowd. It will be rocking to the nth degree. Like you said, Oklahoma City took care of business in Oklahoma City. They did what they had to do when their first two home games, and we're looking for fans to show up and show out for our first two home games on Saturday and Monday night.
No, you're right. So I'm looking at the ticket site right now because you have those fan resale tickets available. You can get in for $140. That looks like the cheapest ticket. Or if you want to sit like in the Chad Hartman seats, those are available for $10,000. If you want to be in row A. That's not a bad seat. It's a little more than I think I'm ready to spend, but, you know, somebody out there is ready for this, Mike.
Yeah, I tell you, there is something for everyone. And if you are wanting to come downtown and experience it firsthand, which I encourage fans to definitely do that, because there's nothing better than NBA basketball in the postseason. And when you get to this point of Western Conference Finals, it is like nothing else. But it's about getting together no matter where you are. And for fans
sure.
who do come in to Target Center on Saturday or Monday, it is still a Moonlight Whiteout presented by our friends at Sprite on Saturday and Target on Monday, a free fan giveaway, white T-shirts for all fans in the house and attendance. But if you're not downtown, and you know people have holiday plans too, and you're right, lake life season's tipping off, right? So if you're out in Minnetonka, we have a watch party for our home game 3 and 4 at Maynard's. We're also at Back Channel Brewery, where we've got some prizes and some things for fans out there as well. So we're going to be where you are. We also, with our friends at Michelob Ultra, we've got Bar Network Wolves Watch. And if you go to Timberwolves.com/watchwolves, you'll see a list of all the participating establishments
throughout
the state, not just in the Twin Cities region, but statewide. Go find your friends. Go find new friends, quite frankly, and together. And not only watch, but listen to the games together, because there is nothing better than being with fellow sports.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Mike Grawl is with us from the Timberwolves. Yeah, I love that idea, the idea of celebrating the lake life and getting out there and having those watch parties. Perfect idea, right?
Yeah, indeed. And our friends at Quick Trip and Chick-fil-A are also fueling fans up tomorrow for game 3. If you're a coffee drinker, you want a fountain soda at any point during the day, download the Timberwolves app. There's participating Quick Trip locations that will fuel you up with a cup of coffee or soda. And then lunchtime, too, we're fueling up with our friends from Chick-fil-A, a free 8-piece chicken McNugget that's normally reserved when opposing team misses two.
Right, the brick and for chicken.
Frickin' for Chicken. Yeah, but that's coming out. The Chick-fil-A nuggets are available for fans tomorrow during the day between 11 and 7.
Ah, that's pretty
Crunch
good.
Is going to be running around with the dancers and Action Pack as well, so go check that
Mike,
out.
Mike, is that do you think that is the best promotion that the NBA ever came up with? I mean, the Brickin' for Chicken thing is pretty brilliant.
It is up there, I tell you what, Jason. I mean, you've been there. You've experienced it firsthand. It doesn't matter what the score is at any point in that fourth quarter when fans have a chance to win chicken. And again, no matter where you're sitting in the building, there's energy.
What's funny to me, Mike, do people understand that it costs like $4? Like, it's not that big of a prize, but it's unbelievable. And it's for sure, like, my teenagers, it's what they talk about the next day. Like, oh, I'm going to get my chicken. Like, all right. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yep, it's a win. It's a win within a win a lot of times, and that's what fans want. Again, it's that communal spirit of being a part of something big and feeling like you cheered something, an outcome of the game. Yeah. So, for sure.
Really good. All right, let's, maybe we can get some coffee in, like, Nas and Dante and kind of get these guys cooking for us on the home court. Saturday and Monday, and go Lynx. The Lynx off to a 3-0 start too, so tonight should be fun at Target Center.
Absolutely, and yes, indeed. And we have trust in both Coach Inch as well as Coach Reeve to keep things going. The Lynx obviously going for their fourth straight out of the gates here, and Finchie, he's a master. He's a master of his craft, and he'll get these guys to a place, and obviously they'll be ready to play, defend home court. Our fans have been that sixth man, as our players said all year long, and we're expected that to be the outcome here on Saturday and Monday.
Mike Graw, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Lynx. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Have a good weekend.
Next up, the trade war is back. Oh, it's back, and it's better than ever. If you thought that Donald Trump was going to be done with it, you don't know Trump. The tariff talk sent the stock markets tumbling today. The Dow Jones down 250 points. The NASDAQ down 188. The S&P, all of this, it's about 0.6%. NASDAQ down 1% because Apple is in the crosshairs of President Trump now. He threatened to impose 50% tariffs on the EU, which I would file that under the art of the deal. That is for sure saying, hey, we thought we were like making deals here and you guys aren't making a deal. So here comes the screw getting tightened. Now, the Apple criticism is fascinating to me because do we as a country really want to make iPhones? Is that what we want to do? Do we think we can do this in a way that would still have your iPhone costing $700, $800? Some analysts have said that the idea of making the iPhone in America, even though the president said this, is a fantasy.
On Apple, you said this morning that if they don't make their iPhones in the U.S., you're going to hit them with a 25% tariff.
Right.
Do you have the power to tariff one single company? And why would you want to hurt an American company?
It would be more. It would be also Samsung and anybody that makes that product. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. So anybody that makes that product, and that'll start on, I guess, the end of June. It'll come out. I think we have that appropriately done by the end of June. So if they make that product. Now, again, when they build their plant here, there's no tariff. So they're going to be building plants here. But I had an understanding with him that he wouldn't be doing this. He said he's going to India to build plants. I said, that's okay to go to India, but you're not going to sell into here without tariffs. And that's the way it is. Yeah.
Well, why would you want an American
What makes you confident, sir, that Apple can build in the United States at a price that American consumers
Oh, they can. No, they can. A lot of it's so computerized now. These plants are amazing if you look at them, but they can do that.
They can do that. I'm skeptical that making iPhones in the United States would double prices to $2,000. We've heard $2,000, $2,500, $3,000 for an iPhone. I highly doubt that would be the reality, but it would cost more. It would. And do we have the workforce? The other question is one of time. Are we even going to be using an iPhone as we enter this AI era? different types of devices? Will this be the device by the time Apple builds these plants because Trump told them to? Are they going to be even necessary? I don't know. The stock market doesn't like when the trade war fires up, but the trade war has fired up again. One more story as we look at graduation throughout the country. Colleges have been graduating. High schools. I saw some high schools in the Twin Cities had graduation over this last week. Those graduations are going to be coming. But there's a video that has been catching fire all around the country. It is so smart that if you are the parent of a sixth grader, you should be doing exactly what the McCallie School did, which is have sixth graders on camera ask questions of themselves that they would answer senior year in high school.
Hey, Cannon, this is your sixth grade self. Remember me? I've got a few questions for you.
Hey, Will, this is your sixth grade self. I got a few questions for you.
Hi, Nikinji, this is your sixth grade self. Remember me? I have a few questions for you.
Hey, Christian, this is your sixth grade self, and I got to ask you a few questions.
Hey, Ward, this is your sixth grade self. I've got a few questions for you.
Is your favorite hobby still solving a Rubik's Cube, just like me?
I thought it was so tough for being able to do that back in the day.
Hey, Ward, is your favorite food still Mexican?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Chipotle, for sure. Taco Mamacita.
Is your favorite movie still The Waterboy?
My favorite movie definitely is still The Waterboy. 100%. It's a classic.
Is your favorite
subject? Oh, it makes me tear up just seeing it. It's so cute. And goes to the fact that these kids, like, they're still kids. It is this amazing age. If you have a kid this age, which of course I do, it is that point where you're a little bit a child and a little bit a man or a woman. And it's weird. It's weird and it's beautiful. And what a great idea. Like, definitely the parents today that have all that have phones and video and it's so easy. Start asking those questions and have those kids do it senior year. That is the lead in the D Rush Hour News headlines. Page two is coming your way in just a second. We will talk about what happens when you say that you're going to mess with some tax breaks that a big company expects. A way to slow down the aging process. Yes, we'll talk about that when we come back. D Rush Hour News headlines, page two. What happens when you say you're going to mess with tax breaks for a giant business?
See ya. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Pretty much. Star Tribune reported the obvious. Amazon saying it has suspended plans for a massive data center in Becker. State lawmakers and the governor have said they're going to reduce tax breaks for these kinds of projects. It's a tricky deal, right? Because giant corporations are absolutely extorting taxpayers to get the benefits they want. But you also can't blame a company for picking the location based on the best deal they can get. Seattle-based Amazon saying, due to the uncertainty over how quickly it could obtain permits and utility agreements, are redirecting the resources to focus on other projects. Amazon's project would have been an Xcel Energy customer. The project would have cost billions of dollars to build. So these things don't create a lot of ongoing jobs. It's a data center. Huh? You know, how many employees do you have out there? But it is a big construction boom. And it is a huge customer of the power grid, which Xcel has said, hey, if we are sending so much electricity off to these data centers, it does mean that we can have lower prices for everybody else. Xcel's president in Minnesota said, due to confidentiality, he couldn't comment on it. The city administrator, Becker, said Amazon said, we're done. We're suspending work in Minnesota. The city administrator said, we hope they reconsider, but state lawmakers are looking at, this is the package that they're negotiating in secret. So you don't really get to have a real conversation about whether the benefits of these types of things are better than what the tax benefit being cut. So at the Capitol, they agreed to Right now, data centers don't have to pay sales tax on electricity, and that's changing. And so Amazon's like, peace out. Finally, a way to slow down the aging process. It's not exactly the fountain of youth.
There it is, boys, the fountain of youth, just like I told you. Well, that was worth the 8-year boat ride.
Family Guy. The fountain of youth is vitamin D. Bad news for us here in Minnesota. Good news for people who live in areas where the sun shines a little more often. Washington Post reported that people have a higher vitamin D intake, maybe slowing down a biological process linked to aging. So before you go get your supplements, there's more research to be done. Most people in the United States are already getting enough vitamin D from diet and sunlight. We are not. But these researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School and other universities looked at something called telomeres. So, Dan, this would be a potential for your segment on Gong It or Greenlight It if you want to know more about telomeres. They are the protective caps of DNA code at the ends of chromosomes. And as you get older, your protective cap gets a little bit shorter, a little bit shorter. It's a biological clock.
That tracks, you know, in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, that's right. Just like over the years, same thing is happening. Shorter telomeres have been like, I don't know, who cares? So vitamin D. If that is going to be the fountain of youth, pretty good. Pretty good. A principal, a trip to Sweden, and a new approach to school lunch hour. You know, typical school lunch is noisy. It's chaotic. Star Tribune did a story about Lake Harriet Lower Elementary School in Minneapolis. And it's noisy. They've got kindergartners through second graders. And they're chatting. But they have parents seated at tables, grandparents too, adults there to visit, keep students in line. They can slide a divider in to put a stop to it if people are being too noisy or whatever. The idea came from a trip to Sweden. I thought this was so interesting. Minneapolis Public Schools for 20 years has taken part in this exchange program with educators in Uppsala, Sweden. So twice a year they kind of host each other. And the co-leader of this program is Angie Ness, the principal of Lake Harriet Lower. So when they went to Sweden, she was like, why is this so different? And school lunch is just different in Sweden. They have curtains and drapes. They have a pretend plant or a placemat. They have live plants along the wall. It felt more like a dining room instead of like the cafeteria. And so the kids clear their own spaces. And the principal was like, this is so cool. It's more like, it doesn't cost anything to do it differently, but it makes it more like going to a regular restaurant. It's been a great success at that school. Pretty cool. That's the D Rush Hour News headlines. We're going to talk Twins baseball on the air on CCO tonight. First pitch after 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30. Dan Hayes in just 3 minutes. Stick around.